something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Communion of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Can I ask you a question? The Bible tells us that handkerchiefs and aprons were taken from the body of Paul. You remember that? Okay. And that the Spirit of God was imparted into those materials. What part of the handkerchief did the Spirit occupy? What part of the aprons did the Holy Spirit stay? Was the Spirit in those materials? Tell me something. Was the Holy Spirit in those handkerchiefs and aprons? I knew. See, some of them said no, and others said yeah. Tell me, was he? So you see, we're not totally agreed on this. Okay, tell me. So, what was there? What? Somebody said the anointing. Did you say the anointing? Okay. So, what's the difference between what's the difference between the anointing and the Spirit? Tell me. Is there a difference? Is there a difference? What's the difference? What's the difference between the anointing and the Holy Spirit? Okay, let me explain something to you. Do you know what a spirit is? The problem is in semantics. Let me use different words from Scripture to communicate this. Jesus said, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." What does that mean? Come on. What does that mean? He said, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." They are spirit. He says, "His words are spirit." He didn't say they are spirits. He said they are spirit. So what does that mean? What does it mean? Does that mean the words that I speak unto you are the Holy Spirit? You don't think so, right? Okay. So, the words that I speak unto you are the anointing. Doesn't sound right, huh? The words that I speak unto you are the power. You think so? I thought
doesn't even sound right. That's to begin to explain to you the problem with language. The word spirit is translated from the word pneuma in the Greek. That means wind. All right? And it's easy. Why is the word wind used in describing the word spirit? Because of the characteristics and the nature of the phenomenon spirit. They mean there isn't a clear direction from where it is coming and exactly where it is going. They mean that you can feel its impact, yet you cannot see it. An undeniable reality, yet difficult for your senses to grasp. We can't catch it and keep it. There's a difference between air and wind. You can trap the air, but you cannot keep the wind. Are you following this? You can't keep it. You can create your own wind, but you can't keep the wind. So, it lost its personality in the mind of man. So he used the word wind to mean spirit. I know it's real. I can feel its impact. I can see its works. But I don't know where he lives. I don't know where he's coming from. I don't know where he's going to. I have no description of his nature. So he calls him spirit. It's so powerful. Look what it does. It can destroy. It can save. So he calls it spirit. And God sees it and says, yes, spirit. All of these characteristics and much more. So he tells us God is a spirit. God now tells us, I know where the wind lives. I know where it's coming from. I made it. A spirit is not wind, but your description is wonderful. And then he shows us God is a spirit. Some still say God is spirit. They are right. But God is a spirit. And God gives us the description to let us know God has a nature. God has personality. God has a form. They said the spirit has no form. And God says, no, you're wrong. In your mind, he has no form. That's why you say he is wind. He has no form. But God is a spirit. He has a form. He says, what is the form of God? Jesus said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. He is the form of the Father. The Bible says he's the express image. of God's person. So you want to know, what does God look like? Look at Jesus. He is the bodily form of God. And the Bible says God made man in his own image and in his own likeness. So God looks like you. You see that? Yeah. He has one nose, two nostrils, two eyes, one head, two legs. You say, really? He has angels that have eyes around their heads. And they don't turn. If they're going like this, that's their forward. And they go like this, that's another forward. And they go like this, that's forward. They have eyes around their heads. They don't have to turn around like this. They don't need to. They move in any direction. These are creatures of God. So don't say God should have eyes around. No, he made the ones that have eyes around. He knew he didn't need them. Hallelujah. So understand the term. Spirit. It's a word that's difficult for human beings to understand because it was used in describing the very nature of spirits so they can communicate its mystery. Do you understand? So it communicates the mystery. Only a spirit can understand a spirit. And your spiritual eyes must become open for you to understand the spirit realm. And that's why when you're born again and you come into the realm of God, it's not difficult for you to accept the truth of God's spirituality and the spirit realm. That's where you live. Amen. That's where you live. It's not difficult for you to know that God is a spirit. But the natural man cannot understand that. He says God is spirit. That means we cannot know him. But you say God is a spirit because Jesus said God is a spirit. But then in his expression when he said the words that I speak unto you, they are spirits. That means he was letting you understand the power of his word. The ability of his word. The characteristics in his word. That's what he wanted you to know. The efficacy of his words. He said, my words that I speak unto you, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit. Then he says, and they are life. Hallelujah.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 Leveled Radio stations like Leveled Radio Iran, Leveled Radio Ukraine, Leveled Radio South Africa, Leveled Greece, and many more. Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities, and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes.
log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the Love Vault App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234-813-180-9663.
This message is brought to you by Love World Center, Section 237, Allotment 59, Garahu. National Capital District, State Lease Volume 46, Folio 32. Worship with us on Sundays. First service 8 a.m. Second service 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays 6 p.m. Fridays prayer service 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +675-832-42505, +675-793-71929, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org. This is the continuation of the message, Communion of the Spirit.
Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is a person. He's a person. So, how does God function when he does these things? I want to explain to you what happened to the handkerchiefs. All right? You want to know what happened to the handkerchiefs? Now, Jesus made something clear to you. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. Huh. Can I ask you, can you find a demarcation in the wind, in the air? The demarcation where Zimbabwe air is separated from South African air. No, we got borders. We all know our borders. Okay, think about it. Who knows the demarcation of the Lesotho air from the South African air? Where is the demarcation? Can we find it? Can you locate it? But there are differences. And man can only recognize these differences in certain ways, and yet there's no demarcation. They can say, here is the difference. From here on, it's Botswana air. They can't find it. That's another beautiful characteristic of the wind that it tells you about. When it says, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. What is he saying? Then he said, they are life. Oh, this is just so awesome. That means everything that comes out of God is God. Are you following this? It's not every man whose words are life. You see the difference? Everything that comes out of God is God. Everything. Now, that doesn't mean he's his person. But it carries his life. It's like your DNA. Do you get it? I learned yesterday. I got to learn yesterday. That means it's been on, all right? That there's a certain little girl in South Africa that it tried to form a new skin for her body. They took a little bit of skin from her body and cloned her skin. in the United States. Isn't that lovely? Think what more we can do in science. But it's all been in the Word of God all this time. Remarkable. So, your DNA can be traced from something little in your body. Right? Yeah. It has your life in it. It has your identity, your unique identity in it. Everything that comes out of Jesus has his identity in it, has his power in it, has his life in it. And now he introduces something new to us, and he says, the words that I speak unto you carry my DNA as well. Now this is absolutely remarkable. That he can communicate his DNA. He can communicate his life through his words. There are things like maybe strands of your hair that can fall off, and they can get the forensic analysis, can find your DNA from your hair. Think about this. Think about this. The anointing is on this man, Paul. The power of God, the life of God. Listen to this. He received the word of the master, the word of Jesus into his life. And Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you carry my DNA. They carry my very life. He said, they are spirit and they are life. And then you receive that into you. So the handkerchiefs and aprons were rubbed on his body. And he said, take this to the sick. And miracles began to happen. The demons couldn't stand it. So that didn't have to be the person of the Holy Spirit in the handkerchiefs. No, it was that impartation of his life. It was the impartation of his power. He was there. And it worked. Maybe you don't know this. I've told you before. Everything about you is so blessed. There is no waste in anything that has contacted you. We are yet to understand this as the Church of Jesus Christ, but the revelation is coming. When you realize that everything in your home has been touched by divine energy. There is no waste in your life. Jesus said, gather the fragments. Let nothing be wasted. There's no waste. Nothing that has come in contact with you that doesn't carry the life of God in it. But you know, because we are not aware of these things, we're looking with the eyes of men instead of with the eyes of the Spirit. No wonder he says, they know not. Neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. He said, but I have said ye are gods. And all of you are children of the Most High. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. You understand what this is? Lamakaya degesete. If there's anything I know, it is my fellowship with the Holy Spirit. That is where my confidence is. I don't have it anywhere else. It is in my fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Because in my fellowship with the Holy Spirit, my limitations are removed. Absolutely. I'm unlimited. In my fellowship with the Holy Spirit, I become a master. In anything, I become a winner. In anything, I become a victor. In anything, I'm a success in anything. Don't look at yourself anymore. All right? Don't look at yourself anymore. I don't mean don't look at yourself in the mirror, you know, and get dressed. No. I mean, don't consider yourself. The Bible says Abraham considered not his own body. Ay, 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 ay. He considered not his own body, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. What did he do? He was strong in faith. Strong in faith. Giving glory to God. Can I show you how he was giving glory to God? You know, because sometimes we don't know how to give glory to God. There are two ways of giving glory to God. First one is you testify. How do you testify? You know how to testify? You testify in three ways. You testify by declaring what he did. And where do you declare it? Before him and you. Then you testify with your offering. Many people don't understand the power of the offering. Your offering is a testimony. That's why I tell people, when you give God your offering, maybe you don't understand what this is. It is not a collection. There is a collection that is different. The Bible does talk about collections. There's a difference between your offering and a collection. I can do a collection now and say, look, brothers and sisters, I want us to give money for XYZ purpose. So we do a collection for this purpose. And we all will give for this purpose. Maybe we want to give it to someone. Maybe we want to use it to help someone. Maybe we want to use it for something. We say, this is for the roof. Collection. That is a collection. Your offering is not a collection. When it's time for your offering, it is not a collection. Your offering is so sacred, so holy. It is a testimony.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of God. Of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Love World Center, Section 237, Allotment 59, Garahu. National Capital District, State Lease Volume 46, Folio 32. Worship with us on Sundays. First service 8 a.m. Second service 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays 6 p.m. Fridays prayer service 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +675 832 4250 +675 793-71929. or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.